and just roll off because it's easier than strapping on and going with it. You will be, God said, perfect, even as your heavenly Father is perfect. He wouldn't say that if it wasn't true. But yes and amen is what it requires. And it's all for our own good. He said, hold to this. He said, listen, in this world, there's going to be everything coming at you to steal all of this from you. The whole plan, the whole thing, the whole premise that Satan's work is built on is to defeat what I'm doing in your life. But I came that you might have life. His whole plan is to tear this from you, to steal from you, to kill you, to destroy you, to just take. That's all he has in mind. But rejoice, I'm overcome. He said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. This is the way. Walk in. You know, it's time for people to quit saying, well, we don't have to walk in. Or, well, that's just how you see it, or well what, or well this. I don't care if people think it's how I see it. I want to show them that this is how he said it. So that then they can say, where do you get that? I say, get it from God. How can you do that? Because I have to. The love of God compels me. That's where I desire to come to. That's where I desire to encourage you to go to. Because he overcame the world, so we do. Because he said so. Bottom line, God says to you, because I said so. There comes places where there doesn't need to be any more discussion. Isn't that right? Every child has brought their parent to a place or their parent said, we aren't discussing this anymore. It's because I said so. There's been a lot of things that I did because I said so. And I was wrong. I had to say that. God's never wrong. Amen? Are you ready? Father, in the name of Jesus, we're ready. We don't know what we're ready for, but because you said so, we're ready. For each and every one of us, Lord, we just simply say, let it be as you say. We will walk in it. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Thank you.